Okay, today's daf is Maaser Sheni, daf Yud Beis. And we start at the second parak, as we are on, at the Gemara on Yud Aleph Mabeis. So this parak is, one might have asked, why isn't this parak the first parak? It tells us exactly what Maaser Sheni you're allowed to do with. But sometimes we find the exceptions to the rule before we find the Yesod. So this Mesechta started off with what you're not allowed to do with Maaser Sheni, which reflects the Kedusha, the limitations on selling, limitations on giving certain gifts and how to deal with it, which reflected Kedusha. And now we get into what one should do with it, and that is eating, drinking, achila, shesia, and sicha, as we had in the Mishnah. So the Gemara starts off, Maaser Sheni nitan l'achila v'chulu. Nitan l'achila shekasev bo achila. Because it says, right, achila, the lashon of the Torah. The pasuk tells us in Re'eh, v'nasata keseh b'chol asher ta'aveh nafshecha, b'bakar v'atzonu v'yev ha'shecher. Remember, as we had last daf relating to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, the klal on the prat, how to understand that. But at the end of that pasuk, v'chol asher tishalcha nafshecha, v'yachalta sham lefnei Hashem alokecha. So you see, that's what you should be doing with it. V'yachalta, you have to be eating the Maaser Sheni. So therefore, we know that the goal and the ultimate purpose of Maaser Sheni is to eat it. Achila, shesia, and sicha. V'samachta ata v'sacha, and through that you will have simcha. So that is eating. The concept of eating in a sanctified way is a uniquely Jewish concept. Right, that so much of our physical eating is done b'kedusha v'tahara. That's usually there's physical activities and there's spiritual activities, and eating is not one of those spiritual activities. Right, the fact that we have achila shel kedusha, that itself is something uniquely Jewish. Bizman hazeh, we don't have too many of the mitzvahs achila left. The Chasam Sofer says that the only one we have left is the mitzvah matzah. We don't have truma, we don't have kachim, we daven that it should become lamaisa again very soon, but the only one that we have left, lamaisa, is achilas matzah, the mitzvah chaviva ad ma'od. But the concept of a sanctified eating is a uniquely Jewish concept. And the Rambam and the Ramban both discuss this in their own ways. If you remember, the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, where the Rambam says, all physical activities can be sanctified. Right, not the mitzvah of achila, but even if I'm not eating a item that is a mitzvah, I'm not eating my shashini, truma, or kachim, but still, I could sanctify my eating with proper kavana. The Shlokhother says, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this more than once, I think, that if everything we eat is done with proper kavana, then every single thing we eat could be a sudas mitzvah. Every single thing. In a different level, a different way than just the suda of a bris milah or pidyon haben, but the Rambam says in Hilchos Deos, as we know in the third parak, tzorach adam sheyachavin kol ma'asav kulam kedei leidas Hashem baruch hu belvad. A person has to be machavin and channel all of their actions to know God. Leidas Hashem baruch hu belvad. V'yeshivto v'kumo v'diburo hakol umazeh adavar. And everything a person does in life is with that goal to connect to Hashem. Ketzad, and then he goes through, Kishisa v'yitein, or Yasa malacha, when he's in business, Lo yeh belibo kibbutz mama bavad. The goal is not just to make money, Ela yaseh dvarim ha'elu, kedei sheyimsa dvarim shaguf tzarech lahen, so you are able to get enough money to be able to do what you need to do in order to serve Hashem. V'chein kisheyochal v'yishteh, right, this is us, when we eat and drink. The yivol lo yasim alibo lasos v'ram halalu k'dei lehanos bilvad, not only to get pleasure only. The Rambam doesn't say that's not at all. The Rambam says it shouldn't only be your kavana. You could have some kavana to feel good and to get pleasure. That's not a terrible thing, but it should be part of your kavana. But ad shenimsa sheino ochel v'shos ella hamatok lachech v'yivol k'dei lehanos ella yasim alibo sheyochal v'yishtek k'dei lahavos gufo, to stay healthy ve'ivar v'ovad. And therefore, there are rules about how we eat and then how much we eat. But the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, and of course the Ramban in Kedoshim Tiyu, when the Ramban has his major thesis that eating has to be done in a sanctified manner. Even if one is not violating any isser, one would be able to eat in an unsanctified manner. And there wouldn't be any sifin shulchan aruch that we'd be violating. The Ramban says, V'ha inyan, dal ki ha-Torah hishira ba'arayis u'b'machol ha-masurim. The Torah gives warnings. Certain things are usser. Arayas and Machalas Asuros. Vihitira Habia Ish Vishtov, Achilas Abasar Vayain. We're allowed to eat meat, we're allowed to drink wine. Im Kane, Yimsa Balataiva Makom, Lioshatuf Bezimas Ishta, Onosh of Arabos, Velios Bisove Yain, Bozole Basalamo.
We could have fleishiks three times a day. We could, you know, find other ways to be involved in though my whole world revolves around, physical pleasure.
Viadaber Kirtsono, Bechol Anavalos, Shlohus Kar Isser Zebatora, Vina Yeh, his phrase, Naval Bershus HaTorah. I could be a disgusting person with Torah license, not violating anything.
Lefichach Bo'akasav, Acharei Shepir Dar Isurim, Shasro Samagamri, after the Torah gives so many Isurim in Parshas Achremos regarding Arayas.
Vitziva Bedavar Klali Sheniyu Prushim, Menamutaras. The Torah says, be sanctified and be more limited and make sure everything is in a context. So that concept of sanctifying our life through our physical activities, that itself is a uniquely Torah concept. There is a Nesivus. The Nesivus in his Hagdama, Nesivus is one of the most prolific writers we've had, but he's known as the Nesivus of Yaakov Milisa, his commentary on Choshe Mishpat, that's what's most famous, the Nesivus on the Ksos, but he has many others for him. He has the Chavas Das on Yeridea, the Makor Chaim on Hilchas Pesach, the Torah's Gittin on Gittin, the Beis Yaakov on Ksubis, and he also has a commentary on Shir HaShirim. I forgot what it's called. But in the Hagdama to that commentary, he gives a mashal. He gives a mashal. And he says that there was once a city that had a beautiful tower. And everyone from all over the world came to see that tower. And to say to, you know, take pictures by it and make it a memory. And one time there was an artist that drew a lifelike picture of the tower. So then you could even look at the tower and be mesmerized and think it's so lifelike. It's like, wow, you get the real feeling of the tower. And then one time a certain vandal came and scribbled all over the picture and poured mud all over the picture. And now people look at the picture and they're like, that's disgusting and gross and dirty. And they start thinking that the tower itself also is dirty and disgusting and muddy. And they can't separate between, you know, what was done on the outside and what it really is. So the Nesivus gives that as a mashal. Shir HaShirim and Hagdama, he talks about the physical relationship between a husband and a wife. And a man and a woman, he says, it's something beautiful. It's something that we call kiddushin. It's something that inherently is a gift and a way that we could sanctify ourselves. But he says the world today has vandalized it and poured mud over it and putrefied it and made it dirty and disgusting. And then when we look at it sometimes, it doesn't look so clean. But really, inherently, it's a davar shebe kedusha. So that's really every physical activity can be in that context. And then we have here, Maaser Sheni, Nitan La'Achila. Again, as I said, a uniquely Jewish concept where eating is a something that we do sanctified all our lives. Every day. Every day could be a sanctified eating. Okay, Nitan La'Achila, Shekasev Bo, Achila. So what's the source that eating is what you're allowed to do in Maaser Sheni? Because it says, V'achalta, L'shesia, Shashtia, Bechal Achila. How do you know you're allowed to drink Maaser Sheni? That I could take Maaser Sheni money and buy wine and drink it? How do you know that's okay? Well, drinking is included in eating. Shashasiya bichlal achila. How do we know that? Minayin shashasiya bichlal achila. How do we know that drinking is included in eating? So we will have today's daf, six sources. Six sources that shtiya bichlal achila. That's today's daf. Even before we get started, there is an interesting halacha, right? The Torah tells us by Birchas Hamazon, V'yachalta v'savalta v'erachta, you shall eat, you shall be satiated, and you shall bench, mida oraisa. There is a minority group of Rishonim, maybe like one or two, the Sefer Yireim, that says that one only is chayev d'oraisa in benching if one also drinks and he's not thirsty. But if he's not, if he doesn't drink and he's thirsty, that he's chayev only midrabana, because v'achalta shti is bechlal achila, and maybe the word v'savata also, v'achalta v'savata yirachta, that's the Yireim. It's the Yireim. So who notes this? Well, first of all, the Meshech Chachma puts it into a pasuk in Chumash. The Meshech Chachma, beginning in Parshas Vayera, you have to have Kola Torah Kula with Shas Aposkim in your fingertips in order to make a comment like this. It says the Meshech Chachma on the first comment in Vayera. Ve'chafas lachem v'sadu libchem v'yachar tavoru. Avram Avinu tells the Malachim, look, I'll get some bread, and then you'll eat, and then you'll leave. echo pas lechem, visadu libchem, v'achar tavoru. So Rashi Chachma says, oh, they're going to leave right after they ate without benching? Visadu libchem, v'achar tavoru, al derech halotza. He says a little bit tongue-in-cheek. Deshitas hayireim, the achilu below shesia, eino chayev, beberchas hamazon. Eating without drinking is not chayev. Lo kach amar, shelo etein lochem, rak lechem lecho below shesia. I'm only giving you bread. V'lachein achar. Achar is always samuch, not acharei, which is a long time later. Achar, samuch, takeif, tavoru, shalot tzarchu levarech. That's the Meshach Chachma's comment. He puts the Yireim into the pasuk in Chumash. But this is even quoted by the Ramah. You think it doesn't make its place as a Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah says, as we know, let's say a bunch of people ate together, and some of them are fully satiated, and some of them are not fully satiated. So probably the ones that are fully satiated, one of those, they should bench for the other ones. Especially in the days of old when one person said the benching for all. Now everybody benches themselves, so it's just a question of zimun. But in the days when one bench for all, the ones that are chayev daraisa should bench, be mostly the ones that are chayev derabanan. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Kuf Tzadi Zayin, in Aruch Hayim, Sif Dalet, Mitzvah Sheyivarech Oso Sha'achal Kedei Sviya, V'yotzias Acherim. Aye, what if they don't know? Then it could work. V'meinem Yodim Kulom Lavarech, Mi Sha'achal Kezayis, Yocho Lohotzi Af Osam Sha'achlu Kedei Sviya. Fine. Ramah, Yesh Omrim, She'eno Chayev Lavarech Midar Raisa Im Lo Shasa, V'hu Ta'ev Lishtos. Right? He has that in. If you're still thirsty, you didn't drink, there are those that say, says the Ramah, that you're not chayev in benching daraisa. And therefore, if you have some people who, some of them ate and drank, and some of them just ate, then the ones that ate and drank should be motzi those that only ate. V'tov li zor lechad chila im miksasun shasu, miksasun lo shasu, shi'ivarech misha shasa. The Ramah. Ramah says that here in the end of Simen Kuf Tzadi Zayin. The Mishnah Berurah has two comments. Number one, this is only if you're thirsty. He says, "V'im eino toiv lishtos l'kuliyama chayim idaraisa apoloshesia." It's if you didn't drink and you could use a drink. That's when you're not chayiv daraisa, according to the Rishonim. But if you're not interested in drinking, you're not thirsty, then for sure you'd be chayiv daraisa. But then the Mishnah Berurah says, "Okay, what if you have a couple of people that ate to satiation but they didn't drink, and others that didn't eat to satiation but they did drink?" So who should bench? So the Mishnah Berurah says, eating to satiation is a l'kulei alma. Everybody agrees they have to eat to satiation to be chayav daraisa. The drinking is only, a das yachid. So if you have the choice, the ones who ate to satiation without drinking should be motzi those that didn't eat to satiation with drinking. That's what he says. Mutav shi'ivarcho osan shachlu lasova, the chayavin midaraisa l'das haposkim, af shalosh shasu, v'das ha'mordechai b'shem rozmi metz, das yichidahi. It's a das yachid. So therefore, not to be only to be chosen that lachan chila, but when there's other counter pressure, not. That's again the end of Kuf Tzadi Zayin. End of Kuf Tzadi Zayin, the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah. So now back to our discussion. Again, Shestia Bechlal Achila. Whether drinking is included in eating, what is the source for that? Whether this is a general question, or this might be a specific Meiser Sheni question. But as we'll see, the first number of sources will be specifically Meiser Sheni, but they'll be generally called Torah Kula sources as well. So here we go. Number one, Rabbi Yonah Shamala Menadah. Al Kena Marti, Levene Yisrael, Kol Nefesh Mikem Lo Sochal Dam. The Isser of eating blood. I tell Bnei Yisrael, you're not allowed to eat blood. Ba'ana Kayamim. So what are we talking about here? What state is the blood in? It says, don't eat. Achila, don't eat blood. So in Badam Shakarash, usually eating is something solid, not a liquid. So if we're talking about congealed blood, in Badam Shakarash, but Vahatani, but we learned in the Ibrai, so we learned in the Tosefta in Taharos, Dam Shakarash, if you have congealed blood, Eino lo ochel velo mashke. Congealed blood is somewhere in the middle. It's not considered a food, it's not considered a liquid. Meaning, and we think at this stage, it means that you're not going to be chayev daraisa, unless blood in it is in its natural state of liquid. You're not going to be chayev daraisa for congealed blood. So you can't say the Torah is talking about congealed blood, because you're not chayev daraisa for congealed blood, and we're trying to figure out the pshat of the pasuk. So it can't be that case of dam shakar. So what's the pasuk talking about? Ella kianan kaimin kimoshahu. It must be the Torah is talking about a case of kimoshahu. The blood is in its natural liquid state, and yet, vatorah karas oso achila. And the Torah still calls it achila, don't eat. don't eat blood, and therefore that proves that drinking is included in eating, because the Torah says don't eat, and it's still liquid form, and it means to drink it. So that is day number one in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, but one second, Vahatani. I don't think that you have to say that. Vatani himcha, another brisa that says himcha is a chalef. If I have non-kosher fat, that's chalef. Shuman is kosher fat. Chalef is non-kosher fat. So if I dissolve, I liquefy chalef, vigumo. What if I liquefy chalef, non-kosher fat, into a liquid and I drink it? Hikpa es adam, or the opposite, I congeal blood, va'achlo, and I eat it, hareza chayef. I'm chayef daraisa. So it is asa daraisa, even if I eat congealed blood. So there's no raya, the pasuk in Chumash is talking about liquid. Maybe it's talking about solid, congealed blood. That's what you're chayef daraisa for. And that's achila. But really, if drinking would not be included in achila, there's no raya that shtia is bechala achila. So reject that suggestion. And the Gemara just adds, my avalei Rabbi Yonah, but what do you do with that tosefta, the first one, that said dam shekarish is not an ochel and not a mashke? Right, so what do you do with that tosefta? Tosefta says it's not called a solid or a liquid, so what do you mean it's your chayav daraisa? No, that's a specific din. Eino lo ochel li tamei tumas ochlin, v'lo mashke li tamei tumas mashkin. No, it's just talking about specifically becoming tamei. If you have congealed blood, it can't become tamei. Because it's not called a solid, it's not called a liquid. It's not a solid because it's not naturally a solid, and it's not called a liquid because it's not in a liquid state. So in that limited context, we say it's not lo ochav lo mashke, but for eating blood, it is aser de araisa, and therefore that's what Rabbi Yonah would use the pasuk for. Eating blood, right? Remember the Chazal say the Torah has to go out of its way for eating blood, right? So there's 2 days in Chazal. Does this mean, wow, we even had a taiva to eat blood, and the Torah has to tell us not to, or the opposite? If blood, right, which we don't have a taiva for, you know, we have to control ourselves. So, you know, what about what we have a taiva for? So there's different days in Chazal, whether there was such a taiva. Interesting, the Rambam in Pirkei Avos, in the Hagdamah, in the Shmona Prakim, discusses, is it a greater feat to want to do an Avera and control myself and not do the Avera? Or is it a greater feat not to want to do the Avera? Is there, let's say somebody loves non-kosher, cheeseburgers. Is it greater to say, oh, I want the cheeseburger? F-shivi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gozer alai. Is that the highest level, to control one's yetzer? Or to condition myself that I've reached the level that I don't even want it. Hashem doesn't want me to have it, so I don't even want it. And I've conditioned myself to that. Which is greater? So the Rambam quotes a machlokes between the philosophers and the rabbis. Right, he says the rabbis say, if I remember which one is which, I remember what the Rambam says, but first he quotes the machlokas between the philosophers and the rabbis. I think he says the philosophers are that you have to reach the level that you don't even have a taiva for it, and the rabbis say no, you should have the taiva, but you still control yourself because the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells you that, you know, you shouldn't do it. And the Rambam says, I'm going to make shalom between the philosophers and the rabbis, kedarko v'kodesh, right? I'm going to make shalom. Depends what type of avera. If it's what we would call a chok, right? We don't understand it. A shatnez, a bas of a chalav, right? So then you can say it's efshi v'efshi. You know, it doesn't make sense. So you want it, but Hashem says you can't do it. But if it's a mishpat, if it's a sichlios, what he calls, the sichlios and the shimios. If he calls the sichlios, the logical mitzvahs, I wish I could kill that person, but Hashem says I can't. I wish I could steal, but Hashem says that I can't. No, chas v'shalom. That's a stain on the person's religious personality. So that's the shalom that he makes. So eating blood, that's the question of Chazal. Where does this fall? Which one does this fall in? We can't fathom that, it doesn't make sense to us that there will be an Isser. But anyway, that's number one. Source number one. There is a machlokes, an important machlokes to be shown him, when it says here, hikpes adam, if you congealed the blood, you're still going to be chayev. How did you congeal the blood? Hikpas Adam here. Machlokes Rishonim. Chulin Kuf Chafa Mar Aleph. Chulin Kuf Rashi says, how do you congeal? You cook it. You cook it. Rashi, Chulin Kuf Chafa Mar Aleph. Hikpa Hikrishu Al Gabe Ha'or. You cooked it on fire. That's Rashi. Tosfos, Ran, other Rishonim say, no, if you cooked blood in fire, that's not called halachic blood anymore. You're not going to be chayav daraisa for that.
Tosfos says, there in Chulin, hikpa dam v'achlo, hikpeo b'chama,
in the sun you congealed it, says Tosfos, Myri. Avo ba'or lo, didam she bishlu eina over a love. Right, that's Rava. Rava in Menachos Chafalef. If you cook blood, you don't violate the Isadaraisa of eating blood. Do we paskin like Rava? Machlokas, Rashi, Tosfos, all the Rishonim get into it about cooked blood, which is a huge topic. But let's say, is that Daraisa or is that Darabanan? Let's say somebody doesn't salt properly their meat. And now they cook their blood, they cook it and the blood comes out and they cook the blood. So now, are you talking about an Isadaraisa or an Isadarabanan? That the blood went back into the meat. So that's this machlokas. Machlokas, Rashi Tosfos, about what's the case of hikpa es hadam. Hikpa es hadam. So that is all number one. All number one. Maybe at the end of this time, we'll get back to the losochlu al hadam, right? It's a big topic which includes other issues besides eating blood. Chazer Rabbi Yonah v'shem minhachar. Rabbi Yonah says, okay, I'll try again. You just knocked down my first one, I'll try again. V'nasata ha-kesed b'chol asher tave nafshecha. You could buy whatever you want with your Meister Sheni money. And remember, the end of the pasuk says, V'yachalta sham. And one of the items that you're allowed to buy is wine and beer. It says you could buy wine and beer, yayin v'shechar, and then it says, and you could eat, you shall eat. So, mana kayam ayman, what are we talking about? What's the case we're talking about? Im b'nosin tam yayin b'tavshil, if we're talking about a case of, oh, it's a cooked item that you put wine into. Right? That's why it says v'yachalta, after wine. Right? Is that what the Torah is talking about? That the Meister Sheni that you could buy is a tavshil, is a cooked dish that has wine in it, and that's why it says yayin and it says v'yachalta? But what do you mean v'alo hatam lifgamu? But doesn't wine usually not give off a good taste in dishes? Right? You drink wine plain. So that can't be what the Torah is referring to. So rather, it must be referring to actual plain wine, and it says v'yachalta. So doesn't that show that shtia is included in achila? Answers the Gemara, no. There are plenty of dishes that if you add wine to, it tastes good. Rabbanan tekesrin amrin tiftar be'ilein urzanaya v'gam zuzinaya. Right, these other dishes that taste good if you add wine to it, some type of rice. Kalatafel achila kachila. So if you have wine in the dish and the dish is a whole solid item, you could call that eating, and therefore again no raya. Knocked out the first 2 days of Reb Yonah. Number three, Reb Yossi Shamala Menacha. Reb Yossi says, let's try to prove it from the Mishnah in Maseches Shavuos. The Mishnah in Shavuos says, Shavua. Shalom ochel, I swear I will not eat. Va'achal v'shasa. And then I ate and I drank. So we're going to change the girsa here based on what it says elsewhere. Look at the Pnei Moshe. Eino chayv ela achas. Eino chayv ela achas. So I swear I'm not eating and then I ate and I drank. I'm only chayv one carbon. So the question is, the machlokes here in the Mefarshim, what's the raya? So one way to understand it is, well, if it wasn't bechal achila, you should be chayv too. Right, if you ate and you drank, if you did two different averus, so you violated your shvu in two different ways, then you should be chayv two averus. And here only says you chayv one, so it must be shtiyah is bechlal achila. That's one way to formulate it. Or you might say, others say, if it wasn't bechlal achila, then he never accepted the shtiyah. Right, well, what's the chiddush? You know, if somebody said they're not going to eat and they did malacha, then they're all not going to be chayv for that. Obviously, you did malacha. You didn't say you're going to not do malacha. So the fact that the Mishnah has to tell us, bring in shtia, it must be that it's in the parsha. It's in the parsha. And therefore, eino chayev ela achas. So you see from there that drinking is included in eating. So doesn't that Mishnah prove it? So the Gemara says, no. Chavraya Amrin. Chavraya Amrin. You look at the girsa of the Pnei Moshe. Kumi Reb Yossi. Right? The Chevra said in front of Reb Yossi, Amar Debasra, look at the Seifa, look at the next part of the Mishnah. Right? Amar Debasra, look at the Seifa. Shvua shalo ochel ve'eshte, shvua, that I will not eat and I will not drink, v'acha v'shasa, chayef shtayim. So there, if I say I will not eat and will not drink, you're chayef too. Look at the Ras Silio, klomar, lididach, kiba to amar shalo ochel, itzer lebishtia. One second. According to you, you're saying that drinking is included in eating, so once I say I will not eat, so included in that is drinking. So if I say after that, I will not drink, that should be meaningless. Because if I swear I won't eat a hamburger, I swear I won't eat a hamburger. I'm already also to eat the hamburger the first time, so I can't ein shvua chal al shvua. So here, if I say, I swear I won't eat, I swear I won't drink, I'm chayef too, it must be that shtia is not included in achila. Or else it would just be a repeat shvua that I'm not going to be chayef for. Continuing the Rasilio, v'chiyamar su shalo eshte amai chayef. If you then say, I will not drink, why are you chayef? Havi kamo shalo eshte trei zimni deloma chayef. Right, so therefore, you see from the seifa, from the next line there, that a drinking shtia is not bichlal achila. Says the Gemara, no. You can knock out the seifa. Why? Ilu misha hayu lafana shnei kikarim. Va'amar, if somebody has two cookies in front of them, v'amar, shvur shlochal kikar zu. V'chaz v'amar shvur shlochal kikar zu. Shemein o chayiv shtayim. If somebody says, I swear I won't eat this cookie, and I swear I won't eat that cookie. So, of course that's two. That's not a repeat. Even though if he would have stopped and said, I swear I won't eat, wouldn't have said anything. That includes everything. But obviously because he continued, he explains and limited his earlier shvua. So here too, explains the Gemara, it could be that drinking is usually included in eating. But here he specified. There he said, I will not eat, I will not drink. So obviously he doesn't mean the eating to include the drinking. That's why you're going to be chayef too. Because he specified it's like two different things. So even if you want to say that usually drinking is included in eating, but it could be if you specify that drinking should not be included in the eating, so then that is different, and therefore the raya stands. The raya stands that the don't tell me that the seifa is a raya that is not included. No, we knock that out. So it could very well be that the first part of the Mishnah stands. But either way, we bring a couple of more sources. Number four, Rabbi Hananiah b'shem Rabbi Pinchas, Shama l'menacha, Shvua shelo ochel. If somebody makes a shvua that they're not going to eat, va'achal ochlem she'ina ru'uyim la'achila. Somebody says they're not going to eat, and then they eat things that are not ra'uy la'achila. V'shasa mashkin she'ina ru'uyim l'shtiyah, and they drink things that are not usually drunk. Pater. So they're pater. They made a shvua they're not going to eat, and then they eat or drink things that are not usually drunk. Ha, but what do we mashva? What do we mashva from that line? Hayim shasa mashkin shirin l'shtia chayef. Right? And if somebody says, and we think this means, I swear I won't eat. And then if they either eat something that's not normal or drink something that's not normal, you're going to be pater. Mashva, that if you drank something that's normal, you'd be chayef. Even though your shvua was, I won't eat. Shvua says, I won't eat. And then you drank something normal, so lo b'shvush lo ochal, isn't the case that we're talking about here, is all you said was, I swear I won't eat, and then we're mashpa that if you drank something normal, you'd be chayiv. So isn't that a raya that shti is bechlal achila? The Gemara answers, well, it depends what girsa you have in this line. Nicha b'masnisa danan, fine, in our girsa of the Mishnah, marin we say shvush lo ochal. See, if that's all he said, then you have a good raya. Right? Shvur shlo ochel, and the line is mashba, that if you then went and drank, something normal, you'd be chayef. Baram karabani, but there's another girsa. De'inun marin shvur shlo ochel v'shlo eshte. That at the beginning you said both phrases. So if it says, a shvua that I won't eat and I won't drink, and then you ate something not normal and drank something that's not normal, then there's no raya, because you specified not drinking also, and therefore there wouldn't be a raya. Period. Number five. Rabbi Chinina Shama Laminada. This is about Yom Kippur. Achal v'shasa behelam echad eino chayev ela achas. If somebody inks and drinks in one helam, meaning in one forgetting, they're only chayev one on Yom Kippur. That's accepted. Right? That's accepted because it doesn't say, you know, it's not machalik. If eating and drinking were two different things, it would be that be chayev two. The only chayev one, it must be that drinking is bichlal eating. This, though the Gemara doesn't ask the kasha, all the mafarshim ask the kasha on this line. And that is, by Yom Kippur, it doesn't say the word eating in the Torah. It just says, ta'anu es nafshoseichem, afflict yourself. How can you bring in any rayas? So of course, afflicting could be not eating and not drinking. That doesn't prove to me that drinking is not included in eating. So that's a kasha. It's a kasha that the Gemara does not ask. Right, that doesn't even say the word achila by Yom Kippur, and we're bringing a raya. Right, the Ma'arafolda said it's a Mishnah in Yuma. And if you say shtia is not included, l'chayiv shtayim, Shbichayev too. Elavadai de bechlalhu. It must be included. Fahavile ki'ilu achal ve'achal. Behelam echad. Deinochayev alachas. And it's similar to eating twice. Right, that's really the chayav one. But again, it's a kasha how that is. And we've spoken in the past about the goals of inuyim. We had a whole Shabbos Shuvah drasha about the goals of inuyim. Is it dafka to be uncomfortable in order to focus on spiritual pursuits? Is it to be like mal? And it's nothing to be uncomfortable with. It's just dimi l'machem and other. Ideas as well. But again, this is number five. Number six, Rabbi Abba Mari Shama Laminacha Lo Achalti Va'oni Mimenu. In Vidui Maestros, at the end of the cycle, we say, when we try to say everything we did properly, we said, I didn't eat it ba'aninus. I didn't eat any Maestros Sheni ba'aninus. So the Gemara says, Elisha Sisi, what? You drank ba'aninus? Just you didn't eat ba'aninus? No, it must be that this phrase is including everything. Including everything that, and therefore shtiyah must be included in achila. Included in achila, says the Gemara. Should we stop here? Yeah, one more line. Nicha. This whole discussion, k'man damar shtua shlo ocha v'shasa. The raya from before and everything we discussed was about whether drinking is included in eating. The opposite, though, is not. Baram k'man damar shua shlo eshteva achal shtiyah bechal achila v'inachila bechal shtiyah. You don't say the opposite. You can say drinking is part of an eating and included in. But you can't say eating is included in drinking. That wouldn't be the case. Okay, we'll have to stop here. By Yisda Boy, by Hashem, we'll pick up next time on Daf Yud Gimel.